This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions are soaring in the Middle East following the assassination of a top Hamas terrorist leader in Tehran last week and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights that killed a dozen youths days before. Israel blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
Despite the finger-pointing, there are real-world consequences for people living in the region. Israel's Iron Dome air defense system triggered over the weekend to intercept attacks from across the border in Lebanon. And with military reinforcements on the way, the State Department issued a do-not-travel advisory for Lebanon, encouraging U.S. citizens to depart. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Israeli airstrikes hit schools and a hospital in Gaza on Sunday, killing at least 35 people, Palestinian officials said, while the Israeli military said it hit Hamas terrorist targets. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more now.
The attacks come the day after ceasefire talks in Cairo ended without result. Israel is bracing for a serious escalation following the assassination of Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Netanyahu was due to convene special security discussions late on Sunday, a defense official said, following threats of retaliation from Iran and others. While U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was talking to leaders in the Middle East, seeking to calm tensions, according to the State Department.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Urgent calls grew on Sunday for foreign nationals to leave Lebanon, which would be on the front line of a regional war, as Iran and its allies ready their response to the high-profile killings. This is VOA News. Renewed anti-government protests in Bangladesh on Sunday left nearly 100 dead and hundreds more injured. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters marched through the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka, chanting and banging bamboo sticks. They're demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The calls come after earlier student protests in July escalated into violence that left more than 200 dead. The students were calling for an end to a quota system for government jobs. The military announced that a new curfew was in effect for an indefinite period. As the renewed violence raged, Sheikh Hasina said the protesters who engaged in sabotage and destruction were no longer students but criminals, and she said the people should deal with them with iron hands. I'm Karen Chamas.
Voices across the globe are expressing concern over the growing number of arrests in Venezuela following last weekend's disputed elections. Pope Francis said Venezuela is living a critical situation in his traditional homily on Sunday at the Vatican. The remarks came hours after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced on Saturday the government had arrested 2,000 opponents. At a rally in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, Maduro pledged to detain more and send them to prison. A U.S. official said on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is concerned about the possibility of political instability if the arrests continue. More U.S. schools are taking breaks for meditation. Teachers say it helps students' mental health. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Schools across the U.S. have been introducing yoga, meditation, and mindfulness exercises to help students manage stress and emotions.
Listen to the chimes. Close your eyes.
Last year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed schools' use of the practices. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen.
We are definitely seeing strains in our youth mental health. And I think there's a lot of components that go into it.
Research has found school-based mindfulness programs can help, especially in low-income communities. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the Olympic triathlon mixed relay will go ahead as planned on Monday, organizers said, despite 2 days of training in the River Seine being canceled and a Belgian triathlete falling sick. Paris Games organizers said in a statement on Sunday, quote, the latest test results confirm that the water quality of the Seine at the triathlon site has improved over the last hours, and the prospective tests indicate the water quality will be within the acceptable limits, according to World Triathlon. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.